The Retiarius enthralls the masses as soon as he enters the arena. His fighting skills and his courage are legendary. He is a true superstar and known throughout the entire empire. The girls flock to him in droves and lie at his feet. Successful gladiators could attain great fame. Like our net fighter, who had his glorious deeds recorded on his tombstone. Alas, the fragment that has survived does not bear his name. He lived sometime in the 3rd century AD and successfully fought at least 14 bouts. We know this from pictures and inscriptions. They depict our Retiarius with his defeated opponents. At the top left, Felix, a secutor, can be seen with his arm raised and his shield placed on the ground. He is given the missio and a second chance to face our star. That time, however, he is not spared. His gladiator name, Felix the Lucky, did not live up to his promise in the end. The image in the middle shows him bowed, waiting for the death blow. Amphitheatres were undoubtedly amongst the best-known monuments from the Roman period. The next section deals with the construction of these gigantic entertainment venues.